Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to apologize for last week because my voice, it was hoarse a little bit, and forgive me, and I pray that for those that tuned in last week, if you heard clearly what I was saying through the voice that was hoarse, that was a blessing. And for those they had a difficult time to understand what was said last week, I apologize. I'm so grateful to be alive right now. I'm so humble to be before you as the co-host of this show, The Black Box, and with the creator, the one that made you and I and billions of others to be the host of this show. This show started in 2010. But before I connected, we connected with Blog Talk Radio, I had my own independent radio show in Memphis, Tennessee, an independent show. And it was funded by those that wanted to see this show happen, that believed in me and had confidence in me. And that show took place in Memphis, Tennessee, where I'm from, on the station KWAM 990. That show took place in 2007-2008. KWAM 990, and the name of that show was called Real Talk Inspiration. It came on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. I've always been a helper and a servant, regardless of a person, color, creed, class, age, religious beliefs, religious opinion. I always had a burning desire to share with people what the Creator have shared with me. I'm not caught up in a person's lifestyle, regardless how they may be living. Even though that they may be different from me, that's not my job. That's not my task to make people be what I want them to be. And if they not being who I am, I have a problem with that. That's not my agenda. That's not Roosevelt Muhammad agenda, a.k.a. Champ God. I'm so thankful for this moment right now. I'm so thankful for people tuning in all over the world to feed their soul, to quench their thirst, wanting to understand who and what they are. No more wondering or wishing that they can be something that they're not. Once you and I discover who we are and what we are, it doesn't matter where we've been. It's all in the mind. The mind is movement. War and peace, negativity, positivity, destruction and construction, it comes from the mind of man. That's why I do not have cable, because I want to be in control, my family and I. We want to be in control of what we tune it into. We want to be in control what we feed our mind, knowing that our brain is a broadcasting station. Whatever the mind is being entertained is feeding the brain. That's why when we look at something, whether it be a talk show, a reality show, or a movie, or even an episode, if what we are looking at and tuning into, even when it comes to certain music, songs, if it's against our nature, if it's against us being positive people and showing the greatness within us, when it goes off, we're not inspired. If we truly be honest, we do not have inspiration. We do not feel joyful, because it's just like damaged goods. When damaged goods come through the assembly line, it has to be pulled off, because the corporation is not looking at, well, we need to keep this going through the line or else we're going to lose money. Because if they allow the damaged good on the assembly line to go through, they will lose more than what it took to produce that one item. It probably didn't take no more than 10 cents, no higher than a dollar. But it will cost them even more, in the thousands, in the millions of dollars, if they allow a product to go through and is no good for human beings. So we have to be very careful, and we must be wise in what we feed our minds. This topic, the fear of rejection. We're going to go into the meaning of rejection. Rejection is a noun, and it means the dismissing or refusing of a proposal, ideal, etc. Repeating it one more time, repetition is powerful. Rejection is a noun, and it means the dismissing or refusing of a proposal, ideal, etc. Many of us, we have experienced this. Even during the time that we was in the womb of our mother. Some of us, our mother did her best to kill us, put clothes hangers inside of her womb to stop the growth and development of some of us. She did her best. She even took pills and medicine that wasn't no good to the body. She even participated in alcohol and drugs. And that still didn't work. It still didn't stop the process. What we are holding on to right now, some of us are holding on to things that happened when we was young, when we was in our wands, when we was in our double figure, when we was in the tens, up until now. And it's affecting us in our personal life. It's affecting us in our marriage, in our parenthood. It's affecting us. Because what we know we can be, we hold back because of those old negative memories that took place years ago. And we feel as though that we're supposed to carry on this memory, this pain, this hardship for the rest of our lives. It has nothing to do that we have money, we have a so-called good job, we live nice, we drive nice things, so we doing fine. See, that's what we tell ourselves. It's like putting a Band-Aid over a pothole. It's still going to be some cracks. It's still going to be some openings. That's why we must resolve that issue. No longer faking it until we make it. That's a lie. Many of us have gotten into debt faking it until you make it. I'm a witness of that. What I'm sharing with you, most of these things I have experienced myself. I'm not acting as though that I'm perfect. I am thriving to perfect my imperfections, not holding on to something and making excuses. We must replace excuses with making things happen, making things work, making progress. Nobody on the outside is going to make us feel happy. Nobody on the outside know what we truly going through within us. We know this. The answers to our problems, the answers to our situations, our circumstances, the answers to our issues is sitting right inside of us. That's why the Creator said, I created you in my image and in my likeness, because a part of the Supreme Being is within us. We have a God within us. We have a Creator within us. We have a queen, a king, a leader, and a provider sitting right inside of us. Most of us is in the prison of pain. Most of us have already sentenced self to do 25 years to life. We have became our own judge, our own jury, our own prosecutor. And we have sentenced ourselves to death and threw away the key. That's why most people that are in the institution, whether it be the county jail, whether it be the penitentiary or other facilities, that's why most of them do not want to come out, because they have already fed themselves death. They have already threw away the key on themselves, and they want to stay what have became comfortable to them. And you have some, they get out of these institutions and they commit the same crime that put them there. But when they was behind them bars, when they was behind them walls, they told their children, they told their parents, their grandparents, their loved ones, people that cared about them, I'm a changed person. I'm going to do right this time. God been really helping me. He have helped me see the light. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to create a job. And the people that I used to hang out with that's doing the same thing that I was doing before I came in, I'm not going to hang around them. And as soon as some of those people get outside that wall, they go right back like a dog to his own vomit. They go right back thinking that they missed something, thinking that they have the juice and they have the discipline to make those change that's doing the same thing. I believe it's not what you call yourself. It's your actions. Some of us, we feel so small. We look at people outside of us having the things that we want, doing the things that we wish to do, we dream to do. We have a strong, a burning desire to do, but we feel as though it's not our time. We feel as though We not qualified. We feel as though they are more better than us. So we become groupies. We become flunkies. We become followers. We become spectators. We have no idea that the ideal that constantly going through our mind, every human being on the earth, on this date, and the dates that has passed away, every human being have 86,400 seconds to be productive, to be a creator, to think big, to think outside the box, to be a leader. And we waste those 86,400 seconds on doing nothing. Being a cheerleader for somebody else. Because we feel rejected. We are afraid. We have made fear to be our God. We have made fear to be our husband. We have made fear to be our wives. We have made fear to be our president. We have made fear to be our manager. We have made fear to be our supervisor. We have made fear to be our preacher, our advisor, our minister. We have made fear to be our judge and our control substance. That's the reason why people continue to be an indulger in drugs and alcohol, because of fear. And fear is the most powerful control substance than any drugs, any alcohol on the planet. Do you know what fear means? Let me break the F, the E, the A, the R down to us. Because there's no excuses. When this show ends, it's time for you to study and research for the answer for you. You shouldn't be telling nobody else what they need to be doing when you're not living it. You become not a professor of Harvard, not a professor at Yale, not a professor at whatever school that is popular or not popular. You become a lip professor. A lip professor, that's all they do is talk loud and do nothing. They have all the advice, all the solutions, all the plans in the world for others. And they're not even living 5% of what they say. They call lip professors. And that's an easy degree to get. You don't have to go to 4 years of college, 5 years, 7 years of college. You can be a lip professor right now. That's how quick you become a lip professor. Let me break this word down, fear. The F in fear stands for false. The E in fear stands for evidence. The A in fear stands for appearing And the R in FIRA stands for real. False evidence appearing real. FIRA is false evidence. You can be, you can do, you can have, you can see, you can feel yourself doing whatever your heart desires. It doesn't matter about your own negative ways. It doesn't matter how many sins you have committed, how many mistakes and errors you have made. It doesn't matter about your skin color. It doesn't matter who you call God. It's a matter of you believing that you can do what you was born to do. That's why in the Bible, the Creator is identified as I am. Some of us, we want to be an amazing person. We want to do incredible things. We want to have our own business. We want to be millionaires. We want to be able to truly take care of our family, especially our children. We want the nice homes. We want the nice cars. It doesn't matter if the car costs $400,000. It doesn't matter. That car is not too good for you. That car was made for us to ride, to drive, feeling good because that car is not more valuable than you and I. Whatever clothes you want to wear, whatever shoes you want to wear, it's for you. However you want to live. If we go on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, we will find millions of people talking about what other people have. Talking about what other people ain't doing. Those people, they either have a poor mentality or they broke. Why are you worrying about what Floyd Mayweather doing with his money? That's not your problem. If he want to carry $250,000 around with him, that's his business. But see, I'm going to tell her something. Most people got a problem with that. It's because they don't have $250,000. Because they'll probably be doing the same. I thank you for tuning in. And go to Barnes & Noble or go to Amazon.com and get the book by Roosevelt Muhammad entitled The Black Box. You spell black, B-L-A-K. If you want Roosevelt Muhammad, a.k.a. Champ God, to come to your city, please contact Roosevelt Muhammad at 612-978-4048. Thank you. Have a blessed and prosperous life.